Hi, I'm Doug Clark, and I've had the privilege of being the senior pastor of Grace Community Church for the past 19 years. Did you know that in 2024, we celebrated our 60th anniversary as a church? Yeah, that's 6 decades of Grace Community Church being a light in our community. But this milestone is more than a celebration of what has been. It's an invitation, a call to action. As we look to the future, we're reminded of the importance of investing in the next generation and encouraging and equipping them to carry on the mission. In 2024, we renewed our commitment to pour into their lives, to walk with them in faith, and to guide them as they grow in their service to God and to others. For Grace Community to continue to fulfill our mission of being and making disciples for the glory of God for the next 60 years, it takes all of us. Now, as we look back, we know that every act of worship, every lesson shared, every hand extended is a part of God's greater plan to keep His light shining in our community. And 2024 was a testament of that. Let's hear about some of the things God did in and through Grace this year.
This year, we witnessed God's work in incredible ways across all 5 of our campuses, and it's truly a joy to share these updates with you. First, we're celebrating 25 baptisms among our children's ministry, a powerful testimony of young lives being transformed by Jesus. And our volunteers, their dedication is inspiring. Every month, 279 volunteers have poured their hearts into ministry across all campuses, bringing warmth, love, fun, and guidance to our kids and families. Our first ever UB Preschool Olympics was a big hit, with 30 families participating. Special thanks to Kelly Tice for capturing the joy of that event. Easter Jam was another milestone where we shared the full gospel with 412 children, ages 4 to 4th grade. Seeing kids understand and respond to the gospel message was incredibly moving. Throughout the year, 54 families dedicated themselves to raising their children in Christ-centered homes, committing to nurture their kids in faith. And at Summer Ignite, we had an amazing turnout. 593 kids participated, supported by 248 adult and student volunteers, who helped make it an unforgettable experience. Our young ones also embraced generosity and compassion this summer. They donated 4 wagons and 2 SUVs filled with snacks to St. Paul's Food Pantry in Tyler and toiletries to the David Powell Food Bank in Lindale. Additionally, our kids raised $340 for JB John in the Philippines through Compassion International, and $398.11 for Newman with World Vision. And here's a powerful reminder of the impact our ministry has made. Every single week, individual kids have been lifting our missionaries like the Coosters, Dirksons, and Burtons up in prayer. These young hearts are connecting to the mission field in such a personal and heartfelt way. It's been a remarkable year filled with growth, generosity, and faith. Thank you to every volunteer, parent, and leader who's contributed to these beautiful moments. Together, we're nurturing the next generation of disciples.
This past summer, we had a fantastic time with over 400 students and leaders at SALT. It was an incredible opportunity for everyone to grow closer to God and to one another, creating unforgettable memories along the way. Our ministry is blessed with over 160 dedicated leaders who pour their time and energy into investing in our students. Their impact truly is life-changing. One of the year's highlights was witnessing a student baptized by a small group leader, a beautiful moment of mentorship and faith. And shortly after, this same student had the honor of baptizing his sister, showing us all the ripple effects of discipleship in action. This is just one of countless stories we heard about the impact these discipleship relationships had in the lives of our leaders. Here's one of them.
My name is Carter Halbert. My wife, Braylee, and I have been in Lindale for a little over a year now.
I grew up in Lindale, so I've been going to Grace since I can remember. Being a student in GSM was a big part of my story.
I currently teach and coach at Lindale Junior High, and I get to serve with the 8th grade students at GSM. I honestly feel like I have a pretty unique advantage with my group. I see my kids at school. I coach them in junior high athletics. I think that's just such a huge privilege. I almost feel like it's just a part of our team going to church and going to be in small group. And so the conversations that we don't get to have at school, we get to have at church. And so that kind of team camaraderie kind of builds a unique relationship and a unique environment. There were definitely some apprehensions after the first semester was done. The Lord showing me, hey, just be consistent, be faithful. It's not about you, and just consistency and faithfulness.
I think the biggest reason I wanted to do this was because I saw the way it affected my friends and I in junior high and high school when we grew up going to GSM. I look back and I see the Lord's provision in that, and the way that, like, the girls that I played soccer with and stuff who weren't involved in church, like, how their lives looked drastically different than mine, and how my friends and I who did go to Grace were involved and had people pouring into us. It is something that is so pivotal for the young generation.
The younger generation more than ever really needs Jesus. These kids are hungry, but they also have every pull and weight of the world coming in their direction. The opportunity to serve is a huge opportunity, and I really encourage just all members, ranging from, you know, younger 20s to retired, like, go serve, go be with young students, because they need to know the Lord.
Thanks to the unwavering commitment of our leaders, the faith and passion in our student ministry continue to grow stronger every day. It's a joy to see lives transformed for the glory of God through these relationships and experiences.
The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. This year, our college students and young adults have been praying for this very thing, as we seek to come alongside the mission of being and making disciples for the glory of God. Our mission is not different than the church, because we are the church. God has answered this prayer and done great work in his harvest through his laborers. Over the summer, a few young adults gathered weekly, and this fall, that multiplied into 6 small groups. God sent 40 laborers to lead small groups, and what was 8 college students and young adults in small groups last spring is now 20. We have over 100 college students and young adults being mentored one-on-one by members of our body here at Grace Community Church. And our Monday night gatherings have averaged 120 college students and young adults on the second and fourth Monday nights of the month. Our desire is for this ministry to be more like a garden than a factory, and God is meeting us there as we pray and labor while he grows what he wants to grow.
I'm Ellie Morrow, and I go to UT Tyler. I'm a senior, and I have been a part of College at Grace for, I think, 3 years. For a long time, I was stuck in fear, and I wanted community, but I was just so afraid of taking risks and risking being hurt or what others might think of me. And so once I got over myself and I just really desired to have that community, and I've been praying for that for a long time. And so once I went to UT Tyler, I started going to College at Grace, and the first thing I did was sign up for a small group. The Lord put it on my heart to kind of take another step of faith, and a part of that was becoming a small group leader. But I was kind of in denial for a while, and I was just like, no, that's uncomfortable, I'd rather not. But he just kept insisting and kept pushing, and I'm so thankful he did, and he's so patient with me. There have been a few girls who have come in who, like, have a faith but haven't really deepened it in a long time, and it's cool to see that them opening up and being vulnerable with others and seeing that we're all have the same fears and are all going through a lot of similar things. For college students who may be questioning whether or not it's worth it to find community, that it is. As someone who was so afraid to pursue it myself, I can definitely say you build kingdom friendships that last a lot longer than your college career. We are so thankful for just coming alongside us, especially in this season of life where there's so much change and so much uncertainty.
and there's a lot of self-reflection. Thank you as a church for loving us where we are, but also calling us higher.
This year, we saw an increased commitment to worship as men gathered weekly across 14 different ongoing Bible studies at our campuses. These groups provided a space for men to dive deeper into God's Word, grow in their faith, and build meaningful relationships. Our mission focus took both a local and global turn in 2024. We kicked off the year with a discipleship weekend, challenging men to be on mission where they live, work, and play. In addition to our local efforts, we also went global in a partnership with Youth with a Mission. We returned to Nicaragua, where we had the opportunity to distribute Bibles, preach, teach, and serve in a tangible way. Building authentic community was another cornerstone of the year. We gathered around the breakfast table for informal yet impactful conversations, tackling important topics like anxiety, anger, and spiritual disciplines. These breakfast discussions gave men the chance to connect with each other in real and meaningful ways. We also took our community building outdoors with a memorable backpacking trip to Colorado, where men bonded over scenic hikes and shared experiences in God's creation. Worship, mission, and community are the core values of our men's ministry, and we're thankful for how each of these values have shaped and deepened the discipleship journey of men at Grace.
This year in women's ministry, we were reminded over and over of God's faithful work in our lives, shaping us into women who worship Him and reflect His love. Through every event, Bible studies, Flourish, Square One, Sparrows, Welcome Coffees, social gatherings, we saw His mighty hand through the testimonies of women and how He's actively working in the details of their lives. Our ministries reach beyond our gatherings as Women of Grace poured out love to those near and far. Locally, our women served foster families through Fostering Collective, mentored teen girls at Hope Haven, partnered with Young Lives Living Alternatives in St. Paul's to provide the hope of Jesus through meeting physical needs. Globally, we partnered with women in Oaxaca, Mexico, having the opportunity to share with them the grace and redemption only Jesus can offer. As we reflect on 2024, we celebrate not the numbers, though they were many, but the moments. Our prayer as we step into 2025 is that we will continue to grow as worshipers of God, loving and serving others for His glory. May God continue to be exalted and glorified for all He has done and will do in and through the Women of Grace.
This year has been a remarkable journey of growth and connection across our campuses through the groups at Grace Ministry. As we often say, life change happens best in the context of community. As we close out the year, we're excited to share that 89 small groups have been meeting regularly across our campuses, representing 42% of our community coming together to grow in faith, to share life, and to support one another. In addition to small groups, our support groups have also seen incredible growth. The expansion of our Re-Engage marriage ministry and the addition of Financial Peace University have helped strengthen and restore many lives. Across our Tyler and Lindale campuses, 78 couples participated in the Re-Engage ministry, diving into topics like grace, humility, forgiveness, and commitment. These couples experienced healing, growth, and a renewed sense of purpose in their marriages, many of which have been restored and redeemed. Together, our small groups and support groups are intentional spaces where people can worship, be on mission, and build authentic community.
This year, we continued our focus on both global and local outreach, mobilizing people to share God's love in powerful ways. On the international front, we sent out 8 mission teams to 7 different countries with a total of 52 people serving for 71 days. Each of these teams went out to share God's love, meet needs, and spread the message of hope. It's incredible to see how lives are being transformed worldwide as our teams serve for His glory. We have 7 college students and young adults who returned and have taken first steps towards full-time missionary work. As you watch this today, we have college students preparing to depart for multiple months in Central Asia, Ecuador, South Africa, and the Middle East. God is on the move. And here at home, we partnered with 19 local ministries to reach people in East Texas, working together to make the gospel known right in our own communities. These partnerships have allowed us to extend our reach and impact lives in ways that reflect God's love and compassion. Specifically, we have embarked on taking an existing partnership with St. Paul's Children's Services to new levels. We are getting a front row seat to see how God is at work in East Texas. Through these efforts, both globally and locally, we're seeing God at work, transforming lives and communities. Thank you to everyone who's been part of this mission.
This past year, Grace Old Jacksonville Campus has been solidifying our commitment to discipleship through small groups community. We've added new groups and raised up new leaders, making our community more discipleship-oriented and dynamic than ever before. Here at OJ, we've also embraced the mission of the gospel by engaging and re-engaging with local ministries like Bethesda, Mentoring Alliance, and St. Paul's Food Pantry. It's been a beautiful experience to meet both the physical and spiritual needs of our city and our region. We've gathered together for nights of worship, thanksgiving, and prayer, anchoring our hearts in God's presence. And the weekly Thursday noon prayer time has been a vital lifeline, reminding us of our dependence on God in all things. God has been moving in incredible ways through Grace OJ this year, and we're excited to see what He has in store next.
At the start of this year, we focused on four key ways to actively engage with the Lord and others. These principles were simple in concept, but transformative in practice. First, we committed to a consistent dependence on the Lord. Second, we embraced a sense of urgency for the gospel, both in the lives of those around us and also those globally. Third, we cultivated an attitude of expectancy, trusting that God will fulfill His promises as we pray in faith. And then finally, we dedicated ourselves to living lives defined by love, a love for God and a love for others. As we reflect on 2024 in Lindale, it's been a year of blessings marked by significant change. One major milestone was the launch of our Dover campus by Kyle and Christy Smith, along with many leaders from our Lindale campus, allowing us to reach new people in the northwest part of Smith County. We also welcomed Blake and Crystal to lead our worship team here in Lindale. God is moving in Lindale, and we are excited for what lies ahead.
The first sermon preached at Dover in 1865 was based on Ephesians 2:22. In Him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God. And that is what we've experienced this year at Grace Community Church's Dover campus, becoming a community that knows and shows God's love. We began in small groups, and those groups remain the heart of our body. We've developed new friendships and healthy relationships in the community, reflecting Jesus to those around us. And the people of Dover are mentoring the next generation and serving others, being disciples who make disciples. We celebrated our first baptism at the Dover campus, which reminds and encourages us that God is working miracles, bringing life from death. And we are in awe of what God is doing at Grace Dover.
Over this past year, God has been doing a good work within our story as a Grace UB family. As it relates to worship, we believe membering together is a response to the awareness of God. Over this past year, God has added 78 more partners in the gospel here at Grace UB who realize membership is not a name on a roll, but the family of God we are responsible for. In light of community, we continue to see growth in our community groups with new groups being formed. But beyond groups, community is seen in other ways. One I'm excited to share is that there are over 100 men and women currently paired with another man or woman doing intentional discipleship. Multi-generational discipleship is beginning to happen. Lastly, mission. Over this past year, we are seeing more students and adults taking seriously the call to go with the gospel. Beyond our short-term mission trips, there are 5 people engaged in serious conversations of becoming full-time missionaries to various parts of the world right from our UB family. God is doing a good work in our story to make Jesus known in us and through us as we be and make disciples for the glory of God.
This year has truly been incredible for us. At the beginning, we saw a need, a desire for our people to connect deeply with God and with each other. Out of that need, we created a discipleship program called Crecer, which means to grow.
And it has been amazing to see exactly that. Our people growing in their knowledge of God and in their relationship with one another. Through Crecer, we've seen such a strong sense of community developed. People are coming together in small groups, praying for one another, learning together, and growing in their faith. This journey has been so impactful that we have had the joy of baptizing 30 believers this year. We witnessed moments of new faith, fathers baptizing their children, and families stepping forward together. The Lord has truly blessed us with these beautiful experiences. And beyond Crecer, we have been active in our community. We've had gatherings at Conexiones where we cover topics to help people in practical ways. We even partner with one of our local schools, TJ Austin, to organize an Easter egg hunt and other events that bring families together. Seeing this work in our Hispanic community here in Tyler fills me with so much excitement. We believe this is only the beginning, and I am confident that God has even greater things planned for us this coming year. Thank you to everyone who has been part of this journey. Let's continue to grow together.
Let's remember that the story of Grace Community Church is not just one of buildings or programs. No way. It's a story about people, of faith. It's a story about unwavering commitment to the work of God in our lives. Each of us have a role to play in this legacy, a chance to invest in the next generation as they grow into God's purpose for them. Together, we have the opportunity to leave a lasting impact, one that reaches beyond today and into the hearts of those who will worship here in the decades to come. So let's continue the work. Let's pour in, serve alongside, and build up our youth. With God's guidance, we look forward to seeing Grace Community Church shine even brighter in the years ahead. We give thanks to God in faith for the next 60 years and the many lives yet to be transformed by Jesus.